Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is an associate pastor in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, The Fruit of Contemplation.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's gospel passage, we see very clearly the fact that Jesus was a man of great balance. He not only cured the sick and drove out demons, but he also spent time in prayer, alone with his God. I sometimes like to think that it was the graces he received in prayer that he was able to share with others. Through word and action, he shared with them all that the Father had given him: health, insight, keen hearing. St. Dominic will pick this up later on in the 13th century with the Dominican Order, when we're encouraged to contemplate and to give to others the fruits of contemplation. It's not enough simply to contemplate. But to complete the whole cycle of grace, we have to share the graces received in our prayer with others. Then, of course, as St. Matthew tells us, we receive back 30, 60, 100-fold, only again to share it. The cycle of grace, which keeps our human soul alive, is a cycle which sees us drawing upon the grace of God offered to us each and every day of our lives, and then sharing that grace with others through our ministry, through our preaching, through our healing, and by driving out demons each in our own way. We are called to be Christ for the world, Christ with a small c. Rising early in the morning, going to a deserted place, we pray, so that when the work is to be done midday, we have graces to draw upon. May God bless us today as we continue to contemplate and to give to others the fruits of our contemplation, just as St. Dominic did, just as Jesus Christ did.